Amy,
come in.
Hello, everyone. Oh, Beverly, good to see you. I'd love to chat, but there's a line that could start moving any minute, so let's do this. Amy, a proper apology requires 3 steps. Step 1, an admission of wrongdoing. Amy, I was wrong. Step 2, a promise never to repeat said action. Amy, that action will never be repeated, and that's a promise. Step 3, an earnest request for forgiveness. Amy, I hope you can forgive me, and I hope you do it right now, because there's an Uber waiting downstairs, and I don't want to repeat this apology nonsense with my driver, Ganesh. Oh, thanks, you're a peach. Beverly, we'll catch up soon. Bernadette, it's a pleasure as always. Penny, you have spinach in your teeth.
How long have I had spinach in my teeth?
Since the airport, dear.
You look like you come with a kickstand.
You can't make me feel bad.
Maybe not. Leonard?
So when the aliens brought you back, they just left the probe in?
I'm back.
Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, it went well. Yeah, I've learned that if you never say you're sorry, the times you do really puts them on their heels. Stuart, I relieve you of your line duties.
Anyone else need anything before I go?
I'll give you $1 if you make fun of Raj.
That's mean.
5.
You look like Tigger if Tigger looked like a jackass.
If you ever need a reference or anything, just let me know.
Hey, guys.
Did you see that? He just cut the line.
He's just joining his friends. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. It is a breach of line etiquette.
We're near the front of the line. We'll get in either way.
What if every person in front of us let someone cut?
We'd still get in.
And each of those people let someone cut?
Still get in.
Well, then each of those people let someone cut?
We'd still get in, but first I'd hit you over the head with his stick chair.
Excuse me.
Please don't.
I couldn't help but notice that you cut the line.
Oh, I'm with my friends. It's cool.
No, it's not cool. If there were reserved seating and we all had tickets, that'd be fine. But this line is first come, first served. Not show up tardy and nevertheless be first served. Right here.
No.
You need to go to the back of the line.
Who made you line monitor?
Mrs. Wunsch in 4th grade. And my slogan was, a line that's straight is a line that's great.
Is this guy for real?
Well, I wish I could say no.
That was very nice of Sheldon to apologize.
Well, he's come a long way. Or a short way very slowly, so it feels like a long way.
Your relationship with him is fascinating. I'm preparing to write a book on high-achieving couples, and I would love to interview the both of you.
Oh, sure. I'll talk to Sheldon about it. You know, Bernadette's husband's a former astronaut.
Really? Do you think he would be interested in being interviewed as well?
I think he'd be interested. Sometimes I hear him pretending to be interviewed when he's alone in the bathroom.
Wonderful. I'll give you my contact information.
You should probably talk to Penny, too.
About what?
Okay, you know what? This is ridiculous. I've been trying to make a connection with you all day, and clearly I'm getting nowhere.
Well, are you seeking a connection or just some form of validation?
What I was seeking was some sort of friendship, but at this point I'll take you not insulting me to my face.
My intention was never to insult you.
You've been doing it all day. Do you even know what an insult is?
Well, it's not a clinical term, but one example would be your marrying my son and not inviting me or even telling me the wedding was taking place.
Okay, good example.
What about Joss Whedon's work makes you think he'd be okay with rule breakers and line cutters?
The Avengers are rule breakers. Being vengeful is in their job description.
They work for S.H.I.E.L.D., which is a sanctioned department of the U.S. government. Now, do you work for a sanctioned department of the U.S. government?
As a matter of fact, I do. At a little place called the DMV.
He's got him there. The D even stands for department.
Excuse me. Can I please see a show of hands? Who here takes issue with this person cutting the line?
Told ya.
Well, what a sad state of affairs. that you've all been so ground down by life, you don't even notice when someone disrespects you.
I can't believe we're going to get beat up, and it's not because of your chair.
Time for you to wake up. You know, right now, at the back of this line, there's a movie fan like you who's not going to get in because this person simply doesn't care. Yeah. Well, 61 years ago, there was another person at the back of the line, and her name was Rosa Parks.
Okay, you may have to pretend you're black to get us out of here.
Let's all follow in that brave woman's footsteps and stand up for ourselves. And I realize that she stood up by remaining seated, but now's not the time to enjoy the irony of that. Now, I ask you again, who here takes issue with this person?
Why should we listen to you? You cut the line yourself.
I most certainly did not.
I saw you.
If you're feeling dizzy, it's because the tables have turned.
Excuse me, I paid someone to wait in line for me, and then when I arrived, he left. So what you saw, my good woman, was swapsies, not cutsies. No, wait, I'll ask you again, show of hands. Who here takes issue with it? Well, stop moving, he's gonna get in.
Buddy, let it go.
No, I can't, this isn't right.
You did everything you could.
No, I could have done more.
Now, you denigrated the memory of a great civil rights pioneer. That's all anyone could ask.
To be honest, I'm surprised you cared about the wedding at all.
I'm still human, Penny. Not getting invited to my own son's wedding is difficult to ignore.
I know how you feel. She didn't invite any of us.
It was spur of the moment.
But we did get to see a live stream of it on the internet.
I could have watched it on the internet.
Thank you. So if we would have asked you to come to Vegas to see us get married, you would have come?
No, I would have said you're making a huge mistake, but an invitation would have been nice.
You really think we made a mistake?
At the time I did, but I've never seen Leonard so happy, so perhaps I was wrong.
Wow. Okay, well, how about this? Maybe while you're still in town, Leonard and I can have another small ceremony. You know, if you're interested.
I would find that perfectly acceptable.
She would find it perfectly acceptable. You guys saw it! We bonded!
Howie, you doing okay? You've been in there a while.
I'm fine. Be right out. Am I an American hero? That's a good question, Jim. Don't you think once an astronaut leaves the planet, he's a hero to all the nations of the Earth? Okie dokie. I think I have time for one more question.